Hi everyone, it's Roger and Jeremy here from the What's On at Disney Plus podcast. In this episode, we're going to be sharing our thoughts on Maleficent, which is going to be available on Disney Plus in the United States from the 1st of October, and it's also available everywhere else. So we wanted to talk into this one. This one was one that a lot of people were voting for on YouTube and Patreon, which you can support us from as little as $2 a month, which helps support the channel, support keeping everything going, keeping all the lights on, etc. So Maleficent, watch this one again. What did you think of this one, Jeremy?
It's not my favorite live action remake, kind of. Obviously, the story of Sleeping Beauty. But it's high up there. I really like this one, and I love that they took the focus and put it on Maleficent, who's the most interesting character in the Sleeping Beauty story, because let's face it, Sleeping Beauty is kind of a lame story. Well, yeah. A lame character. She's asleep. There's nothing to her. Everything else is done by Maleficent in the story anyway.
Yeah.
I like that if they're going to make it live action, they took the focus and put it on Maleficent, and it was a well done retelling. And I really liked Angelina Jolie in the role.
Yeah, for me, it's a bit of a weird one. I wouldn't say it's one of my favorite ones, because it feels like you're trying to rewrite Maleficent into being a hero rather than being the villain. Which it was, and definitely in the second movie, they definitely went even further with that. So I wasn't so keen on that aspect. There was that. I mean, visually, it looked great. I mean, she looks amazing in the role. All the creatures, and it kind of definitely takes a look at that kind of, haunted sort of like Lord of the Rings with the trees and everything. I thought that was really good. Didn't like the fairies. I didn't like the fairies at all. They were just really annoying. But it was a strain. And also, as you said, Cinderella. She's such a dull character, because ultimately, all she has to do is fall asleep. It's a bit of a weird one. I know my wife really enjoyed this one. I wasn't so keen. If this never got made, I wouldn't really be worried about it. I only saw the second one was because my wife loved the first one, so we went and saw it. But it's definitely for me, I'm watching this one for a go. Oh, there's parts of, I like the whole thing with the raven and the dragon and all the rest. So I thought that was a good update to kind of change it a bit. But I don't know. It's such a weird one of like taking a villain and just trying to turn her into the good person. And it's like, she had a bit of remorse. You still cursed a child to sleep for eternity. And then we're all supposed to, so you love her so you can break the curse. It was a bit like,
yeah. I mean,
it makes more sense than the kid doing it, because, they've only like seen each other for two minutes. But I don't know. It's such a strange little movie.
It is strange. It does differ from the original fairy tale. But like I said, they have her interact with Aurora. So it makes more sense than, this guy she just met yesterday is going to kiss her and she's going to feel better. And also on top of it, they actually gave her a motivation for wanting to curse the child. And, in the animated version, when you watch, it's just, I wasn't invited to a party. That's okay. Yeah. That's a terrible reasoning. Here, she's been wronged by the girl's father. I can understand wanting revenge in that instance. So it gave some motivation. I do think they went a little too far in trying to make it make her into a hero. I agree with you there. That's why I don't put this on the level of some of the other live action remakes that I really liked, like The Jungle Book or Beauty and the Beast. But this is still a lot better than the Lion King live action was.
Well, I think the thing is with this one is, in some ways, I give them credit for going off and doing something fresh and original and kind of mixing it up a little bit, so we're not getting, it's not just a scene for scene remake like the Lion King. It's hard really, because I don't really even like, I when you talk about it like being a remake of a classic, I kind of go, this doesn't feel like a remake of a classic. It's just like a retelling of the story from a different angle, whereas like Aladdin and Lion King and things like that feel that, they're remaking them almost beat for beat. And I don't know, it's a strange little movie. I mean, it did very well at the box office, enough to kind of bring in the second one. There was just something about this one, I think, which just caught it, visually as well. She just kind of captured that role, and it was kind of, I would say, it's a bit like that Cruella thing as well, that's probably why Cruella happened, was because of Maleficent. But again, even in that one there, they did the same thing. They tried to kind of turn her into a sympathetic hero rather than keep her as a villain.
Yeah, and I didn't wasn't too keen on that because she's trying Cruella's trying to kill puppies. There's
I mean...
you can't make her sympathetic. Sorry. Maleficent, you can at least while you know, it's one thing you can make the motivation understandable to make her a compelling villain without going so far as to make her the hero.
Yeah, it was definitely a pretty it was definitely like a very solid movie. Definitely, I think is a top end kind of one of like the last few years of the live action ones. But yeah, it's just kind of one of those things I kind of watch this and go, okay, cool. I was like, if I don't see this again, I don't think I would worry. It's like, yeah, I think I probably have seen it probably a few too many times. I think that was the problem with it. But there were some scenes in it that I really did enjoy. Like I said, that the whole scene with the dragon, just I thought that was great. I like how they did that and mixed it up and stuff and brought that one in. I didn't like the wings flying. That was the only other thing I thought was really annoying. It was just strange, you know. It's like they would kind of. I know it's magic and all the rest of it, and you know we got all the you know she can turn them into a dragon, so why can't her wings fly? But it just looked a bit strange.
Yeah. And the other thing for me is Imelda Staunton plays one of the fairies. I don't know which one she played. I cannot remember, but this is the woman that played Dolores Umbridge in Harry Potter.
Yeah.
I cannot, in good conscience, watch a movie and go, yeah, she's one of the good people in it after seeing her as Dolores Umbridge.
Well, it's funny because I think, again, that might be, again, a little bit of a difference in... Because I've seen her in so many TV series and movies over the years. I'm just looking here. Like, she's done a lot. She's been... she's just worked in loads and loads of movies. I mean, yeah, she's got quite a lot of... But also TV series, which obviously breaks it up a bit for me at my end of what, like, you know, here, Big and Small, Wind in the Willows, you know, Doctor Who, etc. You know, there's a lot of things. So I was a lot more familiar with her. With her work anyway, she's a British actress, but yeah, it's a solid movie. It's fun kind of seeing how everyone kind of went for this one. I think it just draws people in, but we'd love to know what you think of Maleficent. So if you were to give this one like a score out of 5, what would you give this one?
About 3.5. I enjoyed it. It's better than average, but there are others that are better than it.
Yeah, I think 3 out of 5 probably would be where I would put it right now. I think when I originally saw it, it would have been a bit higher, but it's not kind of holding on my interest as long as it's gone on. But on that, we'll have to know what you guys think. Go check us out over at whatsonatdisneyplus.com. Like, follow, and subscribe. And we'll just see you guys in another episode. Laters.
Later.
I'd like to thank all of our Patreon and YouTube channel members for their support. You can become a member from as little as $2 a month and you get access to our weekly Q&A and much more.